BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a Bumbleo Wednesday. Also, Chris arranges a new feature based around people called Betty calling in who are a bit hot. Another round of our Google game, this time with Alice Levine. And do celebrities lie in bed awake and naked when it's sticky weather like the rest of us?
Scott Mills.
I hate it when you do that, Chris. If you've got something to say, say it to the class.
No. No, how are you anyway? You good?
Whispers over there between
How are the young farmers last night in Wales?
They were really good, thank you. There was some kind of foam cannon action happening.
Oh, is that what you're bringing on your own now, is it?
No, I don't. I didn't bring the foam cannon.
Is it one of those where it's a backpack and you spray out your own foam out the front? So it's only like a little bit in the face of whoever happens to be on the front row.
No, but then one of them, one side, because they were on both sides of the crowd, one of them broke. So there was only one side that was getting squirted with the foam.
Gutted.
But I don't bring my own foam. Now.
I once nearly got very lost in foam. I always remember my first foam party at, it was at Destiny in Watford at the time, and it was an under 18 night. And I was it was my first experience of foam. Everyone said how amazing it was. This foam went over my head. I started thrashing around.
I know. I mean, you panic, don't you? I remember going to one in Ibiza, and I was like, I might drown. It was terrible.
I was thrashing around so much that security removed me because they thought I was fighting.
Did they actually?
They actually did. Yeah.
Were you really scared?
I didn't expect it.
No, it takes you a bit by surprise.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I feel like I've just had therapy or something.
I'd love to be the voice of a song like that.
Whoa.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I feel inspired. Do you?
But they'd never ask us. Because I've got some deep things to say if Chase and Status want me.
Right.
Because that's not singing, is it? I mean, it's George the Poet doing his spoken word thing. Mm. That's what he does.
Yeah, the track is called Spoken Word.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd love to do a bit of spoken word.
Well, maybe we'll just, with the permission of Chase and Status, what we could do is like a little remix.
Yeah.
We're writing that down. That's right. Definitely going to be a thing. And you can say your thought instead of George the Poet, maybe. I mean, I would listen to that.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
I tell you what, Rizzle Kicks were a right laugh yesterday, weren't they, on Innuendo Bingo?
It's good to have them back.
They got fully involved. You can watch this, actually, and it's well worth watching because I don't know what Jordan was doing with his mouth, but it was continuously spitting.
Yeah, it was actually quite annoying. Even when we were waiting for clips, he would just do little spurts and be like, push, 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 and it just kept landing.
Mostly on you.
mainly on me.
It's a good one to watch. On your face. You can watch on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. This is just a bit of it. Now we're going to The Chase on ITV. I can tell you from personal experience, it's absolutely terrifying when you first meet Anne Hegarty, the governess. But even she has things that do put her in a better mood.
You've got so nervous, she's clapping you on the way over, so don't clap.
I want her to like me.
It's too late, she hates all of us.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
I don't hate you. I'm in a really good mood now that I've got Dick.
This is the wettest one for ages. Chris, you looked really shocked then when the water hit. Chris. That was the governess there. She'd just beaten a contestant called Dick and was very pleased about it on The Chase. So, Radio 1 channel, BBC iPlayer, get on it. Rizzle Kicks, Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another sticky night last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, I found myself in a sticky situation.
Yeah. Oh, so hot, yeah. And another hot day today. People aren't coping.
I don't massively sweat a lot. You're quite a sweaty person.
Thank you.
But I don't massively sweat. And even me, last night in bed, it was on.
Yeah.
Full on sweat.
Imagine how Naughty Boy's feeling right now.
Oh, I keep
sweatiest
thinking
person
of,
I know, apart from me.
Oh, my word. It's like, oof.
Proper leak on, won't he?
Yeah. Oh, God, he gets it bad at the best of times. He'll have a right sweat on.
Absolutely.
Do you remember yesterday, big words from you, when we said, we were talking about sweaty Bettys?
Why were we?
I don't know. We kind of got onto actual sweaty Bettys and people named Betty and it being a big day for them.
And I said there wouldn't be anyone listening to Radio 1 called Betty.
Yeah, that's it. It was a big claim from you, but they've all been on. There's so many sweaty Bettys
no,
out
they
there.
They haven't.
Yeah, actual sweaty people by the name of Betty.
Well, I don't believe that.
And obviously right now they're just sweating away. And after you said this yesterday, they wanted themselves to be properly represented here on Radio 1.
No, they didn't.
So, yeah, so if you go to the phones now, there are loads of sweaty Bettys that we've lined up.
And we're actually doing this, are we?
Yeah, it's not... I mean, I'm not saying this is the greatest thing we've ever done.
I think this might be an idea that came from being too hot.
Yes, it might be a hot idea.
Okay.
Ready for this, then?
Okay.
Line one, who's that?
I'm Betty, I'm 22 and I'm from Cheltenham.
Actual Betty?
Actual Betty, yeah.
See, Scott? Sweating away?
Sweating away, too hot. I'm actually with my puppy who's called Will, so we're like a little old couple.
Right. And would you say that you are a sweaty Betty?
I am a sweaty Betty, yeah.
Have you updated your Facebook status to let everyone know this? I mean, it really is your day, isn't it?
I mean, I haven't yet, but I might, you know. Yeah. Let everyone know.
What's your actual name?
Betty.
Yeah, it's a real Betty, Scott.
What's that short for?
Elizabeth, but only my grandma calls me that, because she doesn't like Betty.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, and sweaty Elizabeth doesn't work on a day like this.
No, sweaty it's Lizzie. Same slang, does it?
No, stick with sweaty Betty and get your status updated right away. Betty is sweating.
Okay.
Okay,
good to speak to you, babes.
Thanks.
Love you, bye.
She's not the only one, though, Mills. Ready for another?
Another one.
I've got them all. Line two. Hello.
Hello, I'm Betty. I'm 19 from Lincolnshire and I'm sweaty.
Great. I like that. It was like a game show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Give us a wave. Hate game show waving. Remember when we were on Pointless and they asked us to do that?
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like an idiot.
Hand wave.
Yeah, you feel like an absolute idiot because they make you do it for like a minute. Really fast hand wave.
Oh, yeah, waving like Dele Alli.
Why does he wave a lot?
Alli?
Yes.
Oh, it's just his thing. He just waves a lot.
Who is it?
Tottenham player.
And why does he wave?
I kind of feel like after the Euros, we can talk football now. But
yeah, but tell me why he waves so much.
He just does. There's videos of him waving. It's just a known thing. I'm going to show you in a minute.
Okay. Anyway, hi,
so
Betty. You're all right?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm at Edinburgh Woolamill in Baytree in Spalding.
Oh, you must be extra sweaty. It must be boiling.
It is. It's like a greenhouse.
In the woolen mill?
In the woolen mill.
Oof. So would you say you're an extra sweaty Betty?
I'm an extra sweaty Betty, yeah.
I'm standing
in front of the fans, so I look like I'm in a photo shoot.
Chris, I can't work out if this is the most rubbish thing we've ever done or genius.
It's genius.
I mean, what a time to be a Betty. Yeah. You're a Betty on a day like this in a wool factory. Yeah,
really,
that's mad.
You're really coming into your own today, aren't you?
It is my day to shine.
It is.
Are you, like, covered in wool right now?
No, I'm not covered in wool. A lot of customers are coming in trying on wool and literally dripping at the counter. We've got the tissues at the ready.
Good.
Disgusting.
Yeah. That's gross. Yeah, so what, are they gross. Just, what, you say, help yourself to a tissue if you're sweating? They're like, thanks, Betty.
Well, yeah, and then we have to sort of disinfect the counter.
You're really painting a beautiful picture of your workplace.
Where is this?
The amount of people we've had buying fleeces today, honestly, it's ridiculous.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We were thinking about getting the fur coats out because they seem to be going down well. So.
Maybe there's people who get a kick out of sweating like this. It's like those same people that do something called Bikram yoga.
Oh, I quite like that.
Yeah, that's what
it
I
is,
mean. People
it's weight
get a kick
loss,
out of
isn't it?
It's weight loss at the end of the day, babes.
Yeah.
Anyway, sweaty Betty number two there, Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I mean, it's up to you. I've got more.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Shall we see who we've got?
Yeah, who's on the line?
Hi, my name's Betty and I'm from Sheffield.
Betty?
Yes?
And are you sweaty right now?
Oh, I'm absolutely dripping.
Right. You're not called Betty, are you?
Oh, I am. My name's Betty Swallocks and I'm from Sheffield.
Let's stop this now, shall we?
No more Bettys?
No.
Fine, okay.
All right, bye, Betty.
Cheers, mate. The Scott
Mills Daily. Well, when the audience speak, I listen. And That was a surprise hit, that.
Yeah, the Betty's on. Get the Betty's on. Get the sweaty Betty's on.
One of your best?
one of the best ideas, is it?
Yeah.
Getting the sweaty Betty's on. It is their day.
It's
really,
your
isn't
day,
it?
Betty's out there. Craig says, that was so funny. I just laughed so hard. Was that actually a girl? Or do we know? He went, cheers, mate,
yeah,
at the end.
Gloss over the...
Anyway, thanks, the alternative thanks to that person there as well. But it is a good idea, and we need a kind of new hot summer idea, so I think this could even transfer to next year, if you're keen.
Oh, so when it gets really hot, we get the Betty's on.
Yeah, because there'll be more. I mean, I rubbished this idea yesterday, but, you know, it's good.
No, the Betty's are like flying ants, really. We don't hear from them the rest of the year, it feels, and then it's just one day they all seem to appear,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, okay. Also, this is good. See, I like it when people move it on. We must have loads of people called Kirsty listening, right?
Oh, Thirsty Kirsty.
Thirsty Kirsty. Hello, my name's Kirsty. I'm thirsty. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, you're all being stupid now. We're not doing a feature ever called Farting Martin.
No, we should. I think we should do them for different days. I think there's definitely something in this. Hot Scots, we could do that one day.
Aluna George and Popcorn, I'm in control on BBC Radio 1. Keen for an early-ish bumbleo just after 2. If you've got anything from the show that you want to hear again that we can put in the little gap that we do, text 81199 or tweet at BBC R1. Anything maybe from the last few days or something old from the show you want to hear again in the gap? It's coming up after 2. The Scott Mills Daily. I was on the way to Mid Wales last night to DJ for some farmers and that.
Yeah.
I saw your tweet. It said, just a thought, right now most of our favourite celebs are completely naked, struggling with the heat. Probs including royal family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I was just in this really sticky situation last night when I was lying in bed, and I think everyone was the same, struggling. I had this really rubbish fan on the go. And it just struck me that, like, I'm suffering in this heat right now, struggling to get to sleep, but surely all my favourite famous people are as well. Then I was just imagining my favourite famous people completely naked, just lying there in bed.
Yeah, well, in the same situation as you.
Struggling with the heat, right? Because I don't know why, I just think it's funny when you imagine famous people in those kind of situations as well.
Also struggling.
Yeah. Anyway, this thought stuck with me, and then I saw this thing this morning, Scott. Do you know our favourite guy on This Morning? I think we've discussed him not that long ago. Is the new Life Hacks guy on This Morning.
Oh, yeah.
His name's Steve Wilson.
Steve Wilson, and
he goes on This Morning, and he suggests things like, instead of having parking sensors on your car, you can just dangle a tennis ball from the top of the garage.
Yeah, he's got all the tips.
And it's like a parking sensor, you know. He has all the ways to cut costs.
Yeah, he's like... life hack. Simply make your car look like a taxi by putting a cereal box on top of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not sure he's done that one, but that kind of thing. Anyway, he was on This Morning with Eamon and Ruth with ways to keep cool. I've got a little bit of it here, yeah.
Okay.
Well, how about this? Hot water bottles,
yes.
Okay, make it into a cold water bottle. Half fill it
that's
with
a good
water.
Idea.
Freeze it, so that's frozen solid. Now, you can feel it that it gets wet, obviously, while it's evaporating.
Yeah, so you put it in a cover?
Yes, so use a water bottle that has one of those, like, fluffy covers that you put on it, and it feels really lovely. It's quite an easy thing to do.
The guy's a flipping genius.
He is, isn't he? So, with that in mind, I was thinking to myself, that's really good. And then it got me thinking about the tweet I sent last night,
yeah.
And then I suddenly thought, wow, Eamon and Ruth there, just naked, trying to deal with the heat. That must be what they were getting up to.
Yeah.
But what happened next on this clip was the noises of Eamon and Ruth as they tried to make each other cool. So just imagine this situation last night.
Mm.
And it is nice.
Sounds a bit strange for a man to know these things in such depth. You've studied these.
My wife hates it. I'm boiling
hot. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, nice.
See?
That's
nice.
Okay, right, that's gone too far now.
It just put some audio to my tweet last night. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Okay, shall we?
Yes.
I think we need to. It's midweek and that. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
I'm in the bush, I've just found a Pikachu, can't believe it.
Yesterday there. Oh, it's my new doorbell. Awful. The man from the shop that rhymes with Waikia had a terrible shot when he pressed my doorbell this morning. And that went off.
Interesting. Do, do, do,
do. Right. Do,
do, do, do. Oh.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, oh. Nice.
See?
That's
nice.
What do you mean he likes quiche? Who likes quiche after 1988? It's amazing how many people are so stupid. He looked to me rather like the gay that style had forgot. I think it sounds like a part of female anatomy that I've happily avoided for a rather long time. It sort of has all of the charm of a prison and all of the decorative quality of an airline salad. I was going to have him ordained as a rabbi, but I didn't have the time, unfortunately.
And I particularly like that waistcoat. You know, it sort of looked like you'd be mugged by the gay man's chorus.
I think you may have interrupted me. Your counterclaim is one of the most offensive things I've seen since that pink V-neck shirt.
Be clear about V-neck. That because I can smell a lie like a fart in a lift.
Totally forgot about that. Judge Rinder,
yes,
there.
Legend.
You're not called Betty, are you?
Oh, I am. My name's Betty Swallock and I'm from Sheffield.
Come on then, let's be having you. Hello, 8199.
Yes, Gaz in Kent, bumbling his nuts off.
There he is.
There you are, Gaz.
Andy and Mike bumbling their hot pants off in... Hot pants off in Biggleswade.
Those hot pants.
Hot pants.
It's like you never heard of them before.
because it's hot, I thought they might just have hot pants as opposed to hot pants.
The youth these days are wearing those
hot pants. Hello, Ashley in Carefully. He says yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Epic Gap today says John bumbling his socks off in his digger. Bumbleia. Shake it. Oh wow, there's loads of people. Reedman and Dave fitting a bathroom in Huntingdon, sweating out. Lee in his van. Marcus bumbling all the way to the airport, is going on his holidays. Bumbling at the start of a hot shift. That's from Tom in King's Lynn. He's on his way to work. Bumbling at the stables in the sun after a big thunderstorm. That's Eva.
Joe in Aberdeen saying torrential rain and storms, but still bumbling.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Coffee bit. Yes.
40 of those.
40 of those. Sean in Edinburgh, bumbling his prescription off. Is it the chemist? Lucy off of Bolton, bumbling her jiggly puffs off, searching for Pokemon while dog walking and listening.
Ollie switching flats, doing the dance in Glasgow. Yes. Hot pants.
Jay and Sean bumbling in the van on the route to Plymouth.
Melissa in a Honda Jazz.
No, actually, it's a Honda Jazz. One more time.
See you, Ollie.
Blazing!
Gas Queen!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Ryan?
What's on, lad?
What's on?
What's on,
how is that going, alright?
Nice to meet you all.
You okay? Pleased to meet you. Nice to see you sober. Where are you?
I'm in Cornwall delivering parcels at the moment.
I know. I knew you were southwest because you said, what's on? That's so southwest, isn't it, though?
Had to do it.
Right, where are you, please?
I'm in Constantine.
Which is?
A small village in Cornwall.
Beautiful part of the world. What are you doing today? You working?
Yeah, working, delivering parcels.
Ryan, how hot are you? One being not and 10 being very.
I'd say a 9.
I don't mean, like, good looking. I mean, actually, like, boiler. Well, no, actually, answer that as well. How hot are you?
Oh, well, you got me confused now.
Yeah. You don't need to answer that, actually, Ryan.
No.
But you have quite literally got a hot job, haven't you, right now? Because, I mean, delivering stuff, you're going to be working up a sweat. How are you keeping cool?
Drinking plenty of fluids.
Very good.
And the windows down.
Old school.
Also, I don't know whether you heard the life hack guy on this morning. We played this earlier, Steve Wilson. He's got an excellent tip, actually. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on then.
Here's what you have to do to keep yourself really cool.
Well, how about this? Hot water bottles,
yes.
Okay, make it into a cold water bottle. Half fill it
with
water.
That's a good idea.
Freeze it, so that's frozen solid. Now, you can feel it that it gets wet, obviously, while it's evaporating.
Yeah, so yes. You put it in the cover?
Yes, so use a water bottle that has one of those, like, fluffy covers that you put on it, and it feels really lovely. It's quite an easy thing to do.
All right, so that's your tip for tonight.
I'll try that one.
Okay, who do you normally choose on Bangers?
I do normally choose Chris.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that.
He's my normal thing.
He's into your kind of thing.
Are we sort of in sync, Ryan, would you say?
I think we are, Chris.
Okay, definitely. You start then, Chris. What have you got?
All right. Well, I don't know if your actual name is Ryan Lewis, but if it is, you'll want this one. This is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Downtown.
Yeah. Nice.
I think this is such a tune, right? I remember at the time that this came out, I don't know if people really even went that mad for it.
Pop the loop.
But I think
I think it was a bit chilled on that one, wasn't it?
But
I like the video.
Mate, it came up on my phone the other day. I absolutely love the song. It all sounds so good in the sunshine.
Yeah, it's a good song, definitely. I do like it.
Yeah, and your name's Ryan. I can feel myself losing already. I've got...
There she is.
There she is.
Yes.
Gas Queen.
Oh, this is hard.
Is it though?
That is hard between the two, actually. I wasn't thinking it was going to be this hard, but...
Yeah.
Scott, I mean, you must be running out of Gaga by now.
Actually, she's not on as much as you think. Thank you.
Thank you. Look how offended you are at that.
Just feels that she's on all the time. She's not. So...
It's hard, you know.
Just put me out of my misery now,
both
Ryan.
Good choices. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Come on, don't prolong it any longer.
I'm going to have to go with Scott on that one, actually. Can't say no to a bit of Lady Gaga, mate.
Is this a joke?
I'm afraid he's gone. Here's Lady Gaga. Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say.
This was the one with, like, the 10-minute video.
Oh, epic video, though.
It went on.
Lady Gaga and Beyonce, weren't they in a prison? Mm. I'm sure there were bits of it in a prison. Yep. That was an awesome video. I actually haven't heard that since it was out, I don't think.
It's another Gaga, though. I don't think you've got the range.
I have got all of the range, and I've got all of the Lady Gaga tracks. You know that.
It's one a week at the moment.
It's not one a week. And also, you can't deny that Bad Romance is one of the best songs of the last 10 years. Whatever you think of Lady Gaga. And she just split up with a boyfriend, so I feel sorry for her. So I'm glad she got picked.
I like the reassuring tweets that I'm getting right now. Like Rebecca's here. You're doing nothing wrong with Bangers this week. The wrong people are ringing up.
Oh, right.
The world's gone mad.
Really? That was an absolute travesty. Chris was robbed. That's from Ridian in Hot Royal Welsh Cattle Shed. All right, how's it going, all right? Who would choose Lady Gaga over Macklemore? That's ruined my summer.
I didn't expect it from him as well.
No, I know. That's why it was good.
I was quite shocked.
Someone says I'm using dodgy tactics and never trust someone that drinks coffee with pizza. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Is it going to be hot again tonight?
I don't think it's meant to be generally as bad around the UK or as hot and sticky as it was last night.
Yeah, it was pretty hot. Actually, it was the hottest. I've just seen a weather fact, and I love a weather fact. It was the hottest night since 1948. Quite a long time.
Someone just texted in, annoyingly, I can't find their name, but they're suggesting that you can make homemade aircon, right?
How?
By using a fan and some ice.
Yes, so, I was about to say this. What are your keeping cool tips for tonight?
Well, I'm going to do that.
Right.
Whoever this genius is that has just suggested this could be a game changer.
Because let's be honest, lads, ladies, right, it's hot like 2 days a year here, yeah? Your desk fan is not cutting it right now, is
no,
it?
No, it isn't.
No. So well, how do you make it better?
On a bin in my bedroom
as
well.
Classic. Classic you. Well, what do you do with the ice and the fan?
I don't fully understand it, but...
You put ice in front of a fan?
I'm going to Google it, because...
Can you let me know, anyone that knows this, please?
You've got to, like, dip a tea towel in some water. I don't know if you need that much energy, but I think it's just a load of ice and a fan behind it.
Who could be bothered with that?
Well, me and the Life Hacks guy probably from this morning.
Oh, yeah, Steve Wilson. What are you saying about going to bed in wet clothes? Some people say that's a good idea.
I've not even thought of that. Is that genius or is that stupid?
I think you probably might catch a cold. But I think that a lot of people do that, yeah. It's probably going to like be 10 degrees tomorrow anyway, don't worry about it.
I've got one of those sort of hand sprays, and one thing I was thinking is you could lie down in bed and just occasionally just spray this thing in the air and then it will come down as
what hand spray?
Mist rain. I think it's meant for using in the garden, like for weeds and
stuff
like that.
You're spraying weed killer on your face?
No, I'm not spraying actual weed killer. I'm just saying that what I'm saying is if you lie down and throw the water in front of you, it's going to land on you, isn't it?
Do you remember that awful time where where I'd forgotten that I put bleach in the can of, what was it, something I was spraying on my face or my hair?
Oh,
that wasn't good.
No, definitely don't do that.
Don't do that, please. It was a mistake. I forgot to label the bottle bleach. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1. Alice Levine, hi.
Hello, my dears.
Now, sorry to say, but Real or No Real is being rested for the summer because of the summer mix.
Are we on hiatus?
We are, yeah. But I like to rope you in on a Wednesday, so welcome along.
I'm here anyway, do you know what I mean?
Now, listen, a little bird told me something about you and is it a bus?
It's not a little bird, is it? It's a little man on a scooter. Is it Matt Emerson?
Yes, okay,
same
you did.
Thing.
So I hear that you are becoming a bus in Nottingham.
Wait, rewind. So he's basically spun this whole thing. I just heard that a famous from Nottingham had a tram named after her. Do you know Vicky McClure off of The Actress?
Oh, yeah. She's done Innuendo Bingo before.
Line of Duty and all that. And I was just saying, that's so cool. And I would love something named after me. I wasn't begging it. I was just saying that would be cool.
And did you get this idea from the Scott Mills Bridge, be honest?
Well, I'm just saying, you've got the bridge. Joe Wiley's got an airport lounge in Newquay.
That's right. I also sorted that for her.
I brought up the idea of things getting named after Scott to kind of improve his legacy when
he
leaves.
Absolutely.
You've got to have something, haven't you, when
the
it all
heritage.
Goes wrong. Yeah.
And luckily then Fleet Services stepped up and were like, we can help you, Chris. We can get him a bridge.
So what have you got?
I was joking. I know it's an honour, but I actually don't want anything.
Right.
Like, I don't. And then Matt has obviously...
You do.
Well,
come
Matt
on.
Has obviously mushroomed it into something bigger and has now started this thing about me getting a bus.
So are you getting a bus, is my question.
Apparently I'm getting a bus.
And then what is it? Is the bus being named after you? You know, like the lorries are named after different women.
Like Gracie Lou.
Oh. And will it have, like, a slogan on the side or because...
None of this... is in my hands. Matt has just started the ball rolling, which I'm generally scared about anyway, and who knows what's next.
I mean, if you need us to come up with a slogan, our listeners will be more than pleased
I don't want a slogan. Not that I don't want the bus, but I just, like, as low-key as possible.
Yeah, but it needs to have Alice Levine, she's off of Nottingham, and then a slogan.
Is it a double-decker?
I don't...
Slogans,
that will
please,
help with the slogan,
let me know.
Is it a minibus, producer Trav? I don't even know what it is.
And is your face on it?
Please,
is it going to be like Thomas the Tank Engine with the giant face on the front?
When is this
face?
I've got so many questions. Your face is not on it.
So have I. Is it going to be that the number, because they're generally numbers buses, aren't they? So like instead of the 212, it's you.
I believe it's a route that means something to me.
Oh, wow. What? So it's like a Celebrity Tours kind of bus, is it?
Is it like Stars Home?
Or is it an actual like working bus? Like normal bus.
Here's where Alice had her first croissant.
Is it a mini bus or is it?
I really don't know. It's nothing to do with me.
And when does it come into operation? When can we ride you?
When is it?
Is it a coach or a bus?
It does tours of the southeast of England. No, it doesn't. It's just going to be a regular bus.
Right.
In Nottingham, I think it will say my name quite small. Otherwise, you wouldn't even know.
Right, but it is happening.
Apparently so.
This is so good.
Is it like a red bus or do you know anything about the bus? It doesn't sound like you do.
Well, all I know is that they're going to stick my name on it. It might even be able to peel off. It might only be on for a week.
Right. So they do one of them wraparound things and they take you off.
So what is it? Like the Levine machine?
It's not got a nickname.
Okay, well, I look forward to being on you.
Thank you.
At some point.
On you?
In.
It'd be
on
you, wouldn't you? I mean, at least get it right.
You're all welcome.
Next time I'm in Nottingham.
Do you think I ride for free?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, you are charged.
If your name's on the bus, you're getting free.
Surely.
Anyway.
Is everyone welcome on your bus?
Cool.
Right, okay, enough bus chat. She doesn't know anything else. I'd like to rope you into this game we've been doing recently, which has got well popular.
Yeah.
Are you right to hang around and maybe partake in this game?
I'm so keen. The Scott
Mills Daily. Alice Levines is here.
Hello.
I sometimes like to put an S on for no reason.
It gives me more glamour, I think, Levine.
You said hellos. Weirdo. Anyway, we're going to play this new game. So if you type a question into a search engine, let's say the one that rhymes with Woogle.
Mm-hmm. You know the one?
I do, yeah. Ask Jeeves, right?
Anyway, so you know when you type a question in, it automatically suggests the most common answers. They come up, don't they?
Yeah, they bob up underneath.
So you'll be given the start of a question, and you two have to guess what one of the most popular answers is.
Yeah, like when your bus gets really famous, you could type in and Woogle, is Alice's bus? And then it will probably complete with free
red,
dirty. Like, it will have all the suggestions.
Banning Chris Stark, etc.
Like, also, if you type in how rich is, it auto completes with the Queen, Donald Trump, Adele, Bill Gates, and the UK.
Got it?
You got it?
Got it.
Okay, so you two are going to work together on this. You'll get given a category. Tell me what one of the most popular answers is.
What does it mean when?
What does it mean when?
What does it mean when?
Is this going to be medical?
They often are.
Yes, it could. That's true, actually.
People love a diagnosis, don't they, online? Yeah. What does it mean when?
Could be anything, this.
What does it mean when a girl says, it's not you, it's me?
Well, you know what that means.
It means that it is you.
Yeah, it's very much you.
Yeah, because yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, hon.
What does it mean when... Yeah, all I can think of is when people have an ailment and they can't be bothered to go to the doctor and so they just look it up online. Like, what does it mean when your wee is bright orange? You know, like off of too many Baroccas.
Right, oh, I see, right. I thought you were coming to me with a general medical complaint there.
It's interesting that's the first thing that comes
to your head. Not the time or place, Alice.
Asking for a friend.
Does anyone else like to self-diagnose on the internet?
But it's always terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
Even if what you've got is a splinter, it's always basically like, say goodbye to all your friends and family because this is your last week on
basically, it. Basically, I had a sty on my eye once. I made the mistake of looking that up. I thought I was going to be off in two days.
Do you remember when you had the bot fly thing on your head?
Oh, on my head.
Do you remember the massive spot on his head?
Was that bot fly?
All right, so why did you never mention it to me? It was clear. It was massive, huge, massive, massive thing on my head.
Was it spider eggs?
It was the red button.
Press my head on any BBC channel.
It's like those things on YouTube, you know, where it says click here to subscribe.
It was the only way to get your commentary.
It was like it was superimposed, but it wasn't.
It was something I picked up on the plane on the way back from Southeast Asia. I mean, it was fine all the holiday, but on the plane something bit me. It was right there, wasn't it?
It was repulsive, actually, now I think back to it.
It just went, eventually.
It hatched.
It didn't hatch. Oh, I've seen those videos. Aren't they
awful,
terrible?
They're the pits.
The worst. So are you going to go medical on this? Or...
What does it mean?
I mean, the other thing it could be is like weird dreams you have, you know, which might be inappropriate in your dream, but you can't... You then worry that, you know, why have I dreamed that?
Yeah. Like what?
Yeah, go on.
Well... So what does it mean... If I dream about, I'm like marrying my cousin or something like that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you mentioned
but then that would be the obvious.
No,
the only reason I do is because that's like the go to one.
Is your cousin
you
really
think
fit?
About. No, not at all.
Why is
you
your cousin not fit?
We talk about it quite a lot. Only a couple of weeks ago we were talking about, is it okay to marry your cousin?
Yeah, it's just.
Is it okay? I never remember.
It's just that's the go to one in my head.
I think in medieval times.
Well, let's do this then. What weird dreams have we all had that we. What does it mean when? And then, like, I dream of. And Scott, go.
Actually, I do have one of these. I think it is a thing that a lot of people have. What does it mean when your teeth fall out?
Oh, I get that a lot.
In your dream?
In my dream, yeah.
It's stress.
Is it?
What does it mean when... Because I'm often being chased in my dream.
Also a stress dream.
And I'm trying to fly, but I can't fly.
That means you fancy your cousin, I think.
What's your weird dream been?
What does it mean when you dreamt that you've slept with your boss?
You're getting the sack?
No, because that's not like some deep psychological thing. That's just you fancying one.
It was only once.
Which boss?
Well, exactly. You don't know. It might not even be here.
The only other what does it mean when that I can think of is technical stuff when you can't be bothered to read the manual and you're like, what does it mean when the red light on the TV's flashing or like when the dishwasher's making this funny noise?
Okay. So, well, we've got three categories then, haven't we? We've got dreams, we've got technical stuff and we've got medical sort of problems.
What are you going to go for?
I think your medical problems one's the best.
I think so.
So what was it? Something
what
turning green?
What does it mean when you wheeze like a weird colour?
Okay, let's find out.
What does it mean when you dream about someone? A dog licks you, you dream about having a baby, you see a robin, your poop is green.
So the dream thing was in there.
Yeah, but we didn't go for that, did we? That's annoying. What does it mean when a dog licks you? Great question.
It just means they like you, right?
Does it?
Don't read into it too much.
Yeah, but it's not that... I mean, the licking thing isn't normal. I'm not going around licking you guys to...
Means you've been handling steaks?
That's
I don't
what
know.
Dogs do.
Yeah, it's just... I guess that's it.
They
it's just what
everything.
They do, isn't it?
Yeah. Who's got time to put that into Woogle?
I know. Also on the list, what does it mean when your poop is green?
Ah, I told ya.
Has anyone here had that?
No.
You said we, though, didn't you?
Well, close enough.
But not the right answer.
I'm no doctor.
I can't give you that point, I'm afraid. Do you like this game?
I really like it.
Do you think it's got legs?
I really do. Do you think we should do it for a few more weeks?
I'd quite like to do it with you now and again.
Now and again, so non-committal.
When are you on the radios?
Saturday and Sunday, 1 till 4 o'clock in the PM.
Right, OK, we'll see you then.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did I tell you last time I went away that I saw Charlie Puth buying a jumper?
Did you?
Yeah. And I wanted to go up to him and go, oh, Puth, what's occurring?
But for that to work, you really need to be sure that it's Puth.
No, it was Puth, but I feel, you know, like with pop stars, because you see them a lot, I felt like I knew him, but I've never met him before in my life.
And isn't it funny how famous people just attract other famous people like that?
Not the same, really. He's very famous. Would you not? You wouldn't know him if he stood up in your seat, would you?
I wouldn't have the confidence to stand there and shout Puth at anybody unless I was 100% sure.
It was definitely him. I just bottled it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are Wednesday's best bits. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.